The concerns that parents brought then haven't really changed. So it's often related to my child has these difficulties with behavior, sleeping. My child doesn't sleep through the night. In the middle of the night, he gets up and I find him, he's turned on the stove, he's run outside. How do I sleep but not lock him up? My child is really struggling at school, won't stay in their seat. There's a lots of suspensions. My child's not learning to read. My child has no friends. I'm exhausted. Where do I get respite? The parents are just struggling with everything. So what's really different is that there are some unique things that are happening locally. I mean, just last year, the public school board created the pilot classroom for children only with fetal alcohol. The school system is a lot more willing to, not willing, but maybe their mandates have changed so that they can serve these kids more appropriately with the resources that they have within their special ed departments. Access to services for children with mental health needs, KidsLink and Lutherwood, there's a lot more. They're open to, okay, it is just more of a fact rather than having to prove that, oh, well, yeah, this child actually does have a problem. Services for our teens and our adults haven't really changed a lot. I'd say that that's still an area where I'm hoping that supports and resources will also expand for the teens and for the adults. They still really struggle with getting the support. I have just yesterday and today dealing with a mommy who has a 19-year-old who needs a residential placement. Her child cannot live on her own, but where do you get supported living? Her child has graduated from high school, so there's not an intellectual disability, so you don't qualify for group home support. Not homeless because she's not on the streets, but it's time in this situation, you know, that the child needs to move out. So where do they go? There are national initiatives and there's provincial working groups. There's a lot of activity going on. But for me, when I'm looking at the parent and the child and that family unit, it's still their same experience. They're still having to do what they had to do 20 years ago.